My name is Pete Velasco, Baltimore Boycott Coup Coordinator, reporting on the subject of what to do in boycotting. A tape record report to the members of the board, executive board of the United Farm Workers of America, AFL-CIO. Boycotting takes a lot of knowledge in organizing and the knack in public relations and the ability to communicate to different groups of people, young and old, the rich, middle class, the poor, and how to approach and relate to the people who holds high offices in all establishments. It is very complex. However, these qualities can be acquired. Determination and necessity have made many strikers very successful organizers, speakers, and diplomats. These brothers and sisters never had a high education, could not read nor write their names, nor speak the English language. They were sent across the country to big cities they never dreamed of seeing. Now they can speak and write English. They can move a large audience with their emotions in relating their suffering from exploitation and discrimination in the fields. I will approach this subject on the basis that I have applied in the metropolis of Baltimore. Firstly, I asked what chain stores were there, how large, the progress made, and what action they are taking, good and bad effects. The attitude of the people is important to know. The number of population in the city, who the friendly lawyers are. I approach my city by establishing the following key points. Number one, relationship with the churches, relationship with the labor unions. Number three, relationship with the neighborhood organization. Four, relationship with the high schools, colleges, and universities. And five, relationship with the news media, TV, radio, and newspaper. How I made contact with these establishments were in three ways. One, by the use of a key man who knows whom I want to approach. Two, by the use of the telephone. The former is a better approach. Number three, by sending out letters telling them I am the new boycott coordinator and that I want to get acquainted with the group by arranging a meeting. Also, I have a slideshow about the most current strike of the farm workers. the violence in the picket line. They will buy this approach. After 1 or 2 weeks, my telephone started to ring, and the caller asked for a speaker from my union. Letters started coming in, and my speaking agenda started to pile up. And soon, my staff and I became engaged in meeting every night. Sometimes more than we can handle. But this is not at all a problem, because now organizing begins. In this case, I made the arrangement by adjusting it at some later date. The staff will go to different meetings. I give them pointers on what to talk about, and now they are going on their own. Si se puede. Si se puede. As the boycott coordinator, many times I have been personally asked to go and speak, but I make that decision by evaluating what effect it does in my relationship with the group. I always arrange for the slideshow to be shown. It is most helpful in every speaking engagement. 50% of the job is done with the show. And then elaboration becomes more appealing and persuasive when I speak. I would now like to speak on my first subject about the churches. I always try to find the key man who can lead me to the different branches of the organization I want to approach. I also use the telephone. My meeting with Bishop Joseph Guzman was made by telephone. I have been without success for several times, perhaps because he was busy. And then I met him personally on one occasion, and he apologized for not being able to call me back, but promised to come and meet with me and my staff in my office. On the day before he came, I prepared my proposals. What did I want from him? What can he do for me? This I prepared. His assistant told me by phone the following day that Bishop Guzman was very impressed with me because I did my homework. This pleased me very much. I was very glad. One of my proposals was for him to arrange a meeting for me and my staff with Cardinal Sheehan. After 2 or 3 days,